Hi, this is Shamika Copeland, and you are listening to Sweet Home Chicago, Radio 666.
So today I have the chance to be with our beloved Shamika Copeland here in Normandy, and it is a great pleasure to speak to you again in Coutances, Normandy. The last time we had together was in August 2024 in Megève, mm-hmm. And your album, Blame It On Eve, was about to arrive, but I only could hear one song of it before. Maybe can we go even further this time? Shemika, after albums were very marked by current events and social tensions, you spoke about the brighter records to describe your last one. Did you personally need this breathing?
Oh, yeah, taking a break. Yeah, I mean, my last records were definitely, you know, politically charged. So, yeah, I needed a break just to have a little bit more fun. But I didn't stray away from the issues, but I wanted to have a little bit more fun on this record. Yeah.
And now we are in 2026. The context has changed significantly. War is still in Europe and Africa, but in the Middle East too now. And now prices have exploded. Gas and food first. Inequalities have widened further. Most of all, about what you say in the song Blame It On Eve. Discrimination against women has increased. Would you adapt the same way to write your song Blame It On Eve if it's been a question to write it today?
Same. I mean, I think that it's unfortunate. I mean, we're almost going backwards. Women of today have to fight the same fights that generations before us had to fight, which is really sad. But we're fighters, so we'll just keep on fighting until things are the way they should be, you know. It's just, you know, I always say that there always has to be a balance, right? You know, there's good, there's evil, there's, you know what I mean? It's just, we just have to keep fighting.
But your soul is for Jesus and not for the devil.
That's right. That's right.
In our last interview, Shemika, you said that your songs may not be heard by politicians, but people first. Mm-hmm. Do you think people who are politically opposed to you can still hear the humanity and humor of Blame It On Eve? I mean, the song and the whole album too.
Yeah, well, you know, look, it. I always hope that people have a good sense of humor. And, you know, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a politician. At the end of the day, I'm an entertainer, right? But I am an entertainer who has an opinion, and I'm allowed to have that, right? And so sometimes my music may be for you, and sometimes it won't be for you. Either way, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That really isn't there. Here comes a hurricane, category 5. Brand new virus eating us alive. Don't talk about a meltdown, I don't wanna hear. Just add it to the things I gotta fear. Dancing in a graveyard in broken high heels, spinning round in circles like a Ferris wheel. Don't believe it's real.
You also said, in our country, there is too much hatred, too much division. We must remain optimistic and hope that things can improve. I imagine that what you could say to maybe your president, if he hears the song and criticizes it, maybe you can answer this. Shimika, this song is not just about politics. It talks about all the times when woman becomes the battleground for men, religions or power. Whether you are a black woman from the South, a worker, an artist or a first lady, there is always a pressure to be perfect, silent or symbolic. Since Eve, men have often written the rules and asked women to take the blame. In this country, we like to celebrate women when they decorate the White House, but much less when they demand control on their own lives. What do you think about that?
You know, I wouldn't waste my time speaking to someone like him, you know, because he doesn't care about anyone but himself. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I would rather spend my time speaking to the people who support him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And trying to figure out why, you know, why would you support this evil, you know? And I wouldn't waste my time trying to talk to somebody like that, because it's all about self-interest and people like that, you know, racist people. And there's a difference between racism and prejudice. There's people can always be prejudiced against one group or another. That's different. But racism is a systemic thing, right? Meaning they're literally doing things intentionally to hold back people. That's racism, you know, because they have the power to do that. And I would like to talk to the people about why they're voting for that, voting to give them the power to do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't help them, because they're poor as well. So it just doesn't make sense. So I feel like trying to change that mindset, that thought process as to, you know, they're rich. They don't care about whether or not you can afford food, gas, and medicine for your children, mm-hmm. because theirs is already paid for. So why are you voting for this? It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense. You know what I mean? So I think wasting time trying to speak to people who live in a whole different, they live in their own little bubble, is a waste of time, because they don't care about that.
Thank you. That's very wise answer.
Tell the devil to go to hell. Tell the devil to go to hell. I made my deal with Jesus. The devil can go to hell. My soul is one thing I'm never gonna sell. Gave my soul to Jesus. The devil can go to hell.
what's interesting about the way John Han writes and the way you spread those messages that you generally avoid purely partisan speech. Your approach is more social, human, of course, rooted in experience now, and inherited from the blues as music of testimony. You often seek to tell a story of America as you see it, with its contradictions, rather than making a classic politician slogan. Artists like Corey Harris, Alvin Youngblood Art, and Mighty Mo Rogers have more frontal way of exposing the heels of our society. They openly talk about racism and slavery, for example, on direct words. What do you think of this way of writing the blues today, Shamika?
I think everybody has a right. That's why they call it art. I feel like everybody has a right to express things the way that they want to. I try to come at it myself and John Han as a more poetic. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Less direct and a little bit more poetic to make people think. And before, I like to think that with my songs, before they even know that they're listening to a song about something, they're like, oh, I like this. You know what I mean? They don't really have a chance to go, oh, what is she saying? You know, they're more so listening and go, oh, okay, this makes sense. I get it. It's sort of a poetic way of doing it, you know, making people want to listen, because I think sometimes when people hear certain words, they just shut down and they don't hear you anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
And I think that that mistake happens a lot, especially with journalists and journalism, you know, because they use words that completely turn people off. You know, and when you do that, what happens is it shuts people down. They don't hear you anymore. It's like if I started yelling at you right now, you'd stop listening. You know, if I started using certain words, you'd just shut down. You wouldn't be hearing me anymore, right? So I try to figure out a way to keep it light, to keep people listening, you know?
Attract them before by I try the music
to,
first.
Right, before I try to educate them. you
course,
know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but that's...
It does.
Okay.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Shamika, in Tough Mother, you speak about the dangers to away children in the city, in the streets, or on the screens. You said that many things happened in your life, but also told us that the most important of them was the birth of your child, Johnny. You told us that 2 years ago. It seems like Johnny is the apple of your eyes. Don't you mess with me, you say. You told us he could play music. Has he evolved in his choices?
He's a good little guitar player.
Yeah.
He's learning. He's got a beautiful voice. And you know, I'm so blessed to have him in my life because he's changed me in a lot of ways. You know, I feel like before I had him, I talked about a lot of issues, but more complaining. Now I feel like I'm talking about the same issues, but more so in a way of wanting to change things and make the world a better place for him to live in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just coming from a different place since I had him. So, and you know, the song Tough Mother is not just about me being a mom. It's about just my whole life in general and all the things that I've had to go through over the past few years, you know, marriage, divorce, marriage, you know, cancer, losing my, you know, dad early on, of course, and then most recently losing my mom, becoming a mom. So there's just been a lot. Cancer. So it's a testament of being strong, being able to get through all those things.
And it gives strength to who will hear that.
And Saint Nick, better be smart, better be quick. Ain't no mercy on these streets, just angry eyes, long rap sheets. Danger on the corner, razors and knives. You learn young to stay alive. Tough mother, I'm a tough mother. Don't you mess with me. Don't you mess with me. Don't you mess with me. Lost my daddy, just a little girl. Almost destroyed my whole world. Step right my life. Yes, he saved my life. Yes, he saved my life. With me, don't you mess with me, don't you mess with me, don't you mess with me. Stone, yes, a rolling stone, a rolling stone, a rolling stone, a rolling stone. I'm a tough mother, real tough mother. I'm a tough mother. Don't you mess with me, don't you mess with me, don't you mess with me, don't you mess with me.
We have recently welcomed young American musicians who present themselves as bearers of the blues flames, just like Kingfish, just like D.K. Harrell, Sean McDonald, Dylan Triplett, John Tavius Willis, Marcus Knox, Buffalo Nichols, King Solomon Hicks, Dash Ferrant, many, many, many. Will we have the chance one day to welcome Johnny too?
I hope so. And hopefully he'll look up to all of these young men, because I think they're so extremely talented and they're all sweet. I'm so happy to see that. It makes my heart smile seeing all those young guys loving blues and playing blues and tributing blues. It's wonderful.
I'd be happy to see that too. A question about the blues today, Shimika. The heritage of this music is in your hands after being in your father's hands. Do you think that the blues is treated well enough in today's society as a genre of music in its own right, so special, and having given birth to all other genres?
You know, listen, blues music has always sort of been treated like the bastard of the industry, mm-hmm. right? Which is sad.
You mean always? Even in the 1980s, something
well,
like that?
Well,
pretty much too?
Yeah, I think what happened was so much happened. I mean, when you think about it, like women were the most popular thing in blues in the 1920s, right? And then it became electrified, right? And now it's all about the guitar players and all of that. So I feel like it's changed a lot, but hopefully it will never go anywhere. You know, it hasn't. I mean, I know it'll always be here as long as I'm here, for sure. So everything is just evolving, you know, and so we'll just see. It's an ever-changing thing. The music industry's changed so much. You know, the way things are about to happen with music, I don't even know. With AI and everything, I don't know. If somebody had told me a long time ago that you wouldn't be able to go to a record store and buy vinyl, you know, and then it'll be gone for 20 years and then it'll come back. I mean, I would just be like, what? What is happening? So it's just going with the flow and seeing what happens.
A child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the man if he turns his back away. Heaven help the man who kicks a man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the boy who won't reach 21.
general question about your tours, Shemika. Almost all the year I see your dates around the world, and sometimes you offer friends the opportunity to upload you, just like today. France is the country of the revolution. It's a country where we like to fight for ideas, where we constantly argue, where people like to give their opinions. French blues fans are generally respectful, attentive and responsive, but in general the French are not good at speaking foreign languages, including English. So what would it be like if they all understood English and therefore perfectly understood the meaning of your songs? Would it be the same, I mean?
I don't know, because not everything I sing about affects people here in the same way, right? It's a whole different life for some people. But I think that most people, no matter where you go, whether they understand you or not, they feel you. You know, whether they understand every word or not, they can feel it. They understand the passion behind it. And I feel like as long as people can feel that, that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter. The only thing that matters is how you made people feel, right?
Yeah. So understand this, the lyrics is not very important.
Not so much. Yeah. You know, I mean, it is and it isn't.
Here normally we have a special history with your country, USA. You came in 1944. You can't remember what your ancestor did to deliver us from the Nazis, the Germans. It's a special relationship we have built since between USA and France. And this interview will precisely be on the air on June 6th, the longest day for everything was changed this day. I know you like to come in France too. It's people, it's food, wine, it's 1 o'clock, something like that. Mm-hmm. But also castles, landscape, heritage, history, culture, etc. Would you be inspired one day to write a song with John that evokes the relation between our two countries?
Oh, why, absolutely. Why not? I mean, it's all love, right? So I feel like that would be a great idea. I love, and maybe I can sing it in French. We'll see.
Yeah, just like Belle Sorcière.
Yeah, just like Belle Sorcière.
Okay, I will tell John too.
Woman, an Cajun man, barely living off the land. Till one day that man took ill, no money for the doctor or the pills. The only thing that woman could do was sing by his side the whole night through. Belle Sorcière, Belle Sorcière, elle chantera pour ton dormir. Belle Sorcière, Belle Sorcière, on du blues pour toi mon cher. Voice was raw, she never tired, but his fever still got higher. She sung of love, love so deep, hoping somehow he would sleep. It was all she could do to show she cared, every word from her lips like a prayer. Belle Sorcière, Belle Sorcière, elle chantera pour t'endormir. Belle Sorcière, Belle Sorcière, mon cher. Oh, oh. When she sang a waltz from the wedding day, it was all she could do to keep her own tears away. Belle sorcière, belle sorcière, elle chantera pour t'endormir. Belle sorcière, un doux blues pour toi, mon cher. Oh, oh. One morning, she gave him a shake, but a man refused to wake. She closed his eyes and kissed his face, hoped he was in a better place. She lost a lover and her best friend, and from that day she never sang again. Belle sorcière, belle sorcière, elle chantera pour t'endormir. Belle sorcière, un doux blues pour toi, mon cher. Oh, oh.
Shemeika, what are your current projects today? A new album, a special celebration? Because you already did it with us, Dr. John. Dr. John came here a few years ago. Jeff Beck, who passed away, but Eric Clapton, Carlos Santana, and Buddy Rich are still here, and many others. Why not invite the last three names or others, artists of interest?
Oh gosh, I would love to work with any of those artists.
You did
but
already.
For me, again. But I don't know. I think my next project I'm going to start working on in the fall, and I'm excited about it. But I'm not in any rush. I'm really taking my time to make music this time. Yeah. So because I like it to be relevant to what's going on in the world, and everything is so crazy right now. So we'll just take our time and see what we want to do.
And the last question at the end, what message would you deliver to listeners of this radio show, Shemeika?
Oh gosh, I would just
say, very open question.
Yeah, no, just don't give up on us in America. I think sometimes I feel like, you know, when I come here, people want to save me. They like, just come stay here, you know. We don't know what's happening. We're worried for you. And I think about it all the time. But I would just say, you know, there's so many amazing people in the States, and just remember that. You know, when you're watching the news and you're like, oh my God, what is this? You know, there's a lot of good people.
Thank you, Shemeika. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was love. Thank you.
That's time. I only miss you when I'm breathing, when I'm awake or when I'm sleeping, when I reach for you in the bed and find an empty space instead. You've met. I miss you, lover. I miss you, friend. And if I never see you again, it wasn't you, it wasn't me. Just a love not meant to be. Time, all the time, missing you.
Hi, this is Shamika Copeland, and you are listening to Sweet Home Chicago, Radio 666.